Yeah, I guess for the Winnipeg Jets alumni, or legends rather, recruiting comes easy after what you have to do for the Barrie Colts anyway, eh?
Yeah, I know. We might have to have a training camp or something, but I'll be the bad guy in the end because, you know, we can't get everybody in, and I know our guys, all of them, you know, anybody that's been a part of the Winnipeg Jets will love to come back and play. So we'll try and fit in, you know, as many and popular guys that we can. And you know, it depends on their schedules too. A lot of them are busy coaching, or you know, can't make the time or whatever. But it'll be a lot of fun, and of course, playing against our old nemesis, the Oilers, and their star power over there. It's another challenge for the Winnipeg Jets.
Where will this fit into the grand scheme of things for you? I mean, you're in the Hockey Hall of Fame. You had a great career. You know, you've had some success at the junior level. But this has to be another page in the book, I would think.
Yeah, you know, it's when Mark called me about it and first put it into my head that it might happen, and then when it came to fruition, it's exciting. You know, it's something new, it's something different. I've always enjoyed playing hockey in Winnipeg, and the chance to play in an outdoor game, you know, as of course we didn't have them in our era, the outdoor games, and you watch them on TV now, and they look great, they're exciting, and I think it'll be a fun time for not only for the players but all the fans to reminisce. And I know the players. Players like look forward to seeing other players that they played against they haven't seen in years, and seeing how everybody's doing. So it's going to be an exciting time, and for the city and the province.
Mark talked about his pride in the city and the team over all the years. You've been very vocal about how you feel about the city and the team and your time spent here. What does this moment mean to you? What did it mean when you heard this was coming together and you were playing such a prominent role?
Well, yeah, you know, when Winnipeg left, like, I it just boggled my mind that this was happening, and I never doubted that there would be a team back here. There's just too much passion, too much hockey here, and you know, Winnipeg and Manitoba. You know, I have some family around here. I've gone from all parts of Manitoba. It's just the hockey is everywhere, you know. It's such a it's a huge part of Manitoba, and when Mark was able to bring the team back, you know, I was excited because I knew it was going to be bigger and better, and he's done a great job, and for him to call me to be a part of this, you know, I appreciate it, and we really look forward to it.
Competitive do you think this game could be between you guys?
It'll start off, I'll tell you what, you know, I've played some old-timer games. It starts off, hey, how's it going? And then all of a sudden the score's tied and there's 10 minutes left, the last period, boys start cranking it up, and now the elbows are a little higher, the speed, all of a sudden there's another gear in the speed. They're a lot of fun, and the fans, like Wayne said, we're not as good as we used to be, but I think we're all still as competitive.
So you can ask the guys, maybe do a little bit of training, a little bit.
Yeah, that'll be a tough sell. Well, I think back, you know, and we, like Wayne said, we had some great games, and even Kevin mentioned, you know, we were closer, we were so close to, you know, getting on the edge of them sometimes, but you look at their star power, and, you know, of course, history tells you that after. But we played against a lot of great hockey players, and like I said, you know, at the podium, I love that challenge. I couldn't wait for it. You know, I think the challenge to play against that club night in and night out, I can remember games where we would outshoot them like 21-4 in the first period and be down 3-0 because Fuhrer stood on his head. And, you know, they just had so many elements to their game, and it was such a challenge, but there were some great ones there for sure. But when you're playing against guys, like, you know, you'll see tonight, like, the Jets, they're going to take that challenge of playing against McDavid. They're going to love that, you know. And, like, who wouldn't want to be challenged? That's why we play the game.
Yeah, it looks like C. Mark's development, obviously, now he's had his first 20-goal season, first hat trick last night.
Yeah, Mark's, he's that kind of kid that he just gets better, and I really enjoy watching his game. It's really evolved his speed. I know he had a little hiccup this year with the injury, but he's worth the price of admission. You know, he's one of those guys that, you know, he's dangerous at all times. He's got that quick shot, quick release, can create something out of nothing, and you know, that's why people pay money to watch certain hockey players.
Can you guys get to rookie a guy like Solani into the legends
Yeah, that'll be interesting. You know, I never had a chance to play with him. We had one training camp together, and he had to go back for Army duty, and he was ready to go then. And I, you know, it was something you always wish it could have happened. It would have been fun to have him because right away, as an 18-year-old, he had vision, he had the speed, he had the shot, and it was a fun training camp. And it was in Moncton we had that camp, so. I remember saying to John Ferguson, I said, I think he's ready to go. And he says, yeah, he's got to go back to the Army. And I said, what? So that'll be exciting. And obviously he's been great for the game. And there's so many guys that'll be playing that have been great for the game. And the fans are going to love it. You know, it's and, you know, as the guys are older and they're, you know, the guys really enjoy chatting it up with the fans, you know, now that, you know, they're not in the pressures of the NHL right now. And so it'll be a really good time for the people of Manitoba and all the hockey fans that get to go to that game.
Speaking of the fans loving it, for you, I don't know when the last time would have been, but what's it going to be like to pull on a Winnipeg Jets jersey and step out in front of a Winnipeg Jets crowd?
Yeah, it's been a while, that's for sure, but it'll be exciting for sure. I think and I think all the guys that do, you know, we were the one thing we had as a group when we played here, we had a close-knit team. We had good camaraderie, and you know, we always seemed to go out together after games to dinner or wherever anybody was going. A lot of team functions at different players' houses. It was a tight group, and they're proud to be Winnipeg Jets.